Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Great Race of the Chinese Zodiac, an adaptation of a Chinese legend written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Remy and Luca Tome and their family in Lakefield, Ontario, Canada, Tessa and her family, Aurelia, Henrietta, Esme, and Iantha and their family, Juniper and Keegan and their family in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Jimmy Wallace and his family from Marin County, California, Isla Welch and her family in Toronto, and Augie, Gabriel, and Bernadette and their family in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you so much, Bernadette, Gabriel, Augie, Isla, Jimmy, Keegan, Juniper, Iantha, Esme, Henrietta, Aurelia, Tessa, Luca, and Remy. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite character or scene, we'll share it on our feed. Now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. The Great Race of the Chinese Zodiac. Once upon a time, in ancient China, they wanted to create a zodiac. You may have heard of the zodiac based on constellations, but the Chinese zodiac is a little different. Instead of stars, it's based on animals, and it goes in a 12-year cycle, with each year being represented by a different creature. When they were creating the zodiac, all of the animals clamored and begged to be a part of it. They all came to the great lord of China, the Jade Emperor, and asked for his blessing. The emperor was wise and fair, so he didn't want to just randomly assign the years of the zodiac. Instead, he decided they should hold a great race. He would appear somewhere in China, and the first 12 animals to reach him would win places in the zodiac. First place would be the first year, second place the second year, and so on until all 12 places were filled. All of the animals were beyond excited. They wanted a place in history and to be loved by humans and represent them in their birth year. Luckily, they didn't have long to wait. One mild summer day, the Jade Emperor appeared on a small island. It was in the middle of a wide, swiftly flowing river. It was so far from the shore that no animal could hope to jump it, and the water rushed so fast it was a steady, gurgling roar.
"Here I am!"
called the Jade Emperor, his voice magically carrying to every animal in China.
"Let the race begin!"
And with that, he drew a finish line in the dirt with his foot and then sat back, a comfy chair appearing underneath him.
"We should be in the zodiac," said the rat, hearing the call. He was hanging out with his best friend, the cat.
In those days, rats and cats still got along great, but more about that later.
"Definitely," said the cat. "Especially me. I'm pretty as a picture, silent as a shadow, and people love to pet me."
"And I eat all the cheese,"
agreed the rat. The pair ran through the forest, passing some of the slower animals like the snake and the goat and the pig. They made excellent time, but stopped short when they reached the rushing banks of the raging river.
"What do we do now?"
asked the rat. In the hazy distance, they could see the Jade Emperor sitting calmly on his cozy little island. Said the cat. "Let me think." The pair waited on the shore for a time, growing more anxious by the moment. Every second they weren't crossing the river was another second the other animals could catch up to them.
"There's gotta be something," said the rat.
Just close your whiskery mouth, snapped the cat. I'm thinking.
Well, fine, but you don't have to be so rude, sulked the rat.
Just then, a big shaggy ox made her way to the river's edge. She was huge, with rippling muscles and a pair of horns, each of which was bigger than the cat's entire body. There's our ride, said the cat.
Love it,
agreed the rat. The pair waited patiently until the ox splashed into the river. The waters flowed fast, but she was all muscle and swam steadily through. Here we go, yelled the cat, and leapt onto the ox's back.
Fly like a bird,
said the rat, leaping right behind. The pair both settled onto the ox's broad back, quiet as they could. Luckily, the beast was so large, she didn't even notice the extra weight. This is perfect, said the cat. We wait until she's close to the island, then we jump off and I win the race.
That is perfect, said the rat. Well, wait, why do you get to win?
Because I said so.
Well, that's not fair. We should make a deal, or we could just race once we get there. Oh, we should cross the finish line together and let the Jade Emperor decide.
The cat turned to the rat, and for the first time ever, bared her sharp white teeth. Or maybe I could just eat you and end this argument right now.
Eat me? Yelped the rat. But we're friends!
Not anymore, said the cat. Now, get out of my way. The ox was almost at the shore now, just a few seconds away. She paddled closer and closer.
I'm going to win, the ox said to herself. Number one zodiac sign, here I come.
The cat hissed at the rat again and then crouched deeply, ready to leap. Stay out of my way, losers. She went to jump, but her words had really hurt the rat's feelings, and at the last second, he bit the cat's little toe. It wasn't much, just a single chomp, but it caught the cat completely by surprise. Her jump went crooked, and she missed the island completely. Instead, she splashed into the water, and the river carried her away downstream, wet and miserable.
Not fair, she called. You should have shared, the rat called back.
Then, with a mighty leap of his own, he landed on the island and scurried across the finish line.
The first year of the zodiac is the rat,
the Jade Emperor called.
A small creature, but quick-witted and kind, unless he's threatened.
A second later, the shaggy ox lumbered onto shore and crossed the line. She had wanted to be a part of the zodiac, but didn't much care about being first, so she was all smiles.
I made it! Woohoo!
And second is the ox, the Emperor said. Diligent, dependable, and always hard-working.
The rat and the ox celebrated together and waited to see who would show up next. They didn't have to wait long, though. Not a minute later, a giant tiger sprang from the river. He bounded across the finish line with a triumphant roar.
I would have won, but the current took me for a ride. Next race I'll win for sure.
Third place is the tiger, the Emperor said. Brave, confident, and always competitive.
They watched to see who would be next, and they were treated to an incredible sight. A floppy-eared rabbit was clinging to a log. The current was trying to push her downstream, but luckily she had help. Behind her flew a giant dragon, a magnificent creature in gold and red scales with flowing streamers of brilliant fur. He was using his mighty breath to blow the rabbit upstream, and soon her log coasted onto the sandy shore of the island.
Oh, thanks, dragon, she called. You should cross first.
After you, said the dragon, always polite.
They crossed one after the other, and the Jade Emperor smiled widely.
Fourth is the rabbit, quiet and gentle, even clinging to a log. And fifth is the dragon, confident, bright, and powerful.
As the dragon and rabbit settled themselves, they heard hoofbeats. The horse had landed further up on the island and was galloping now to the finish line.
"Looks like the horse will be sixth,"
the rat said. But just then, a snake slithered into his path. The horse reared up and whinnied, and the snake crossed the finish line, the horse recovering and coming a moment later.
"Sorry I spooked you," said the snake.
"Aw, no worries," said the horse. "We both get to be in the Zodiac."
"Indeed you do," said the Jade Emperor. "Sixth is the snake, charming and clever, and seventh is the horse, fast and cheerful and just a little skittish."
"More than halfway through now," said the bunny.
"A good group so far,"
boomed the dragon. They all waited again, and this time many minutes passed by. The river ran faster than ever, and the sun inched across the sky.
"Someone's gotta come soon," said the horse. "Oh, who's that now, on the far side of the river?"
asked the ox. They all looked and couldn't help but smile. A goat, monkey, and rooster had found a small raft, and they were piloting it together. The goat swam and pulled, the monkey paddled with his clever paws, and the rooster dug in her talons and flapped her mighty wings. None of them apart could have done it, but together, as a team, they made it across the river. And then together, as a team, they crossed the finish line.
"That's what we should have done," said the rat, still sad that his friend the cat had betrayed him. "We made it!"
"You made it," laughed the Jade Emperor. "And what a wonderful team you were. Since you don't care about the order, we'll say the goat is 8, always polite and kind-hearted. 9th shall be the monkey, flexible and curious and funny. And 10th, a good round number, shall be the rooster, always honest and careful, a deep thinker."
The 10 animals of the Zodiac all cheered, and they gathered behind the Jade Emperor, waiting for the final 2 animals to join their ranks. Soon they heard a heavy panting.
"What's that?" said the rabbit.
"Ha! Sounds like the dragon snoring," joked the monkey.
The panting grew louder and louder, and then, finally, a big friendly dog wiggled onto the island. He shook the water from his coat, and his tongue lolled out of his mouth in a happy grin.
"Dog," said the dragon, "you finally made it. I thought you'd be here sooner. When I was flying and blowing Rabbit along, I could have sworn I saw you almost here."
"Well, I was,"
barked the dog cheerily, and he rolled across the finish line, happily crusting his wet fur with mud.
"But I saw a squirrel, and I chased it, and I had to bark at a weird tree, and then there was this really good stick, and then I kind of forgot about the race and chased my tail, but then I remembered, and here I am! Did I make it into the Zodiac?"
They all laughed, and the Jade Emperor scratched the pup's ears fondly.
"You're number 11, my friend. The dog, always loyal and honest."
"Just one more to go," said the snake.
"I can't wait," bleated the goat.
"Oh, who cares?"
yawned the tiger.
"Oh, look, someone's coming."
The rat looked up. Part of him felt bad about biting the cat and hoped that she had made it back to the island. Sure, she hadn't been willing to tie, but she was going to let him have second place. Now, thanks to him, she might not get a place at all.
"Here they come,"
said the dragon. From the shore emerged a fat pink piglet. She oinked and oinked and stumbled over the finish line.
"The 12th and final member of the Zodiac,"
the Jade Emperor declared.
"What took you so long?" asked the rat.
"I get so hungry. Don't you get so hungry?"
the pig asked everyone.
"I had to stop for breakfast and second breakfast and 11 Z's and lunch. I'm just happy I made it at all."
"You did,"
laughed the emperor.
"Everyone welcomed the pig, a little impulsive but always diligent at their duties and optimistic about life."
The emperor threw his arms wide.
"The Zodiac is complete. I wish you all well."
and with a flash of light, the Jade Emperor disappeared. The animals lingered for a while, celebrating together, but eventually they too turned home. Later that night, when everyone was gone, the cat dragged herself onto the island, one paw at a time. Only the dog was still there, legs twitching in his sleep. "Hey," called the cat. "Hey, dog!"
Yup,
the dog said, waking up. "I'm here. What number year of the zodiac am I?"
"What year?"
The dog shook his head.
"Sorry, you missed it. Rat was first, pig was last, and all the spots are taken."
The cat yowled into the night, and from that day forth, cats have always hated rats. And to prove they should have won the race, they'll chase them down wherever they find them. But of course, they still hate the water. The end. Only, not really, there's a little extra. The other animals, they still represent their years in the Chinese zodiac to this day. Take the year you were born and compare it to the calendar, and you can see if you share any traits with your year's animal. We'll put a link in the description. Okay, the end. Today's story, The Great Race of the Chinese Zodiac, was an adaptation of a Chinese legend written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram @storiespodcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.